Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Recruiting Animal here on October 11th, 2017. Getting cold today. You don't want to hear the weather from me. Here's what I'm going to talk about. I read an article this week about a religious school that hosted a talk by a famous religious thinker back in the 1970s. And the author of this article said that the students were in awe of this great man when he visited. And why do you think that? Why do you think those high school students were in awe? You know why? Because someone told them how great he was. It's like when you see those little kids holding up signs at political rallies. They don't know anything. Someone else is pulling their strings, obviously. And that's how we learn to hold certain people in awe, because we're told by adults how fantastic they are. But here's what we see in the Harvey Weinstein scandal, okay? That isn't always true, okay? Just because someone has a big title and a lot of power and everybody respects him, that doesn't mean he's some kind of god you have to bow down to. How many gurus, you know, these alternative gurus and mainstream clergy as well, have been exposed as abusers? Not just Harvey Weinstein, not just a secular person like him, even the religious people. And I'm not saying that every big shot is like these guys, okay? But this shows us that big shots are just people. And if you treat someone with a big title as if he deserves more respect than you do, you're making a big mistake, okay? And recruiters have to call. They're young people, lots of them. They've got to call people with big titles. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Don't over-respect them. That's all I'm telling you. And just another quick thing about this Harvey Weinstein as well, okay? Apparently, at some big Hollywood event, he was shouting at one of his underlings like crazy. It was a man, not a woman. Everybody was walking by them and saw it, right? But I don't see anyone saying that he should have been called out on that kind of behavior 15 years ago, but he should have. Sexual abuse, yeah, it's much, much worse. But this wasn't right either. These big shots shouldn't treat us like garbage, okay? St. Stephen Jobs, he was a screamer too, and everybody worships him. But we don't worship anybody, do we, Jerry? On what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Animal. Thank you. Jerry got a phone call just before the show started. He's not here. And he expects to get paid, okay? Anyway, I'd like to thank my sponsors, since he can't interrupt me. I'd like to thank Martin Snyder of PC Recruiter. It's the Swiss Army knife of recruiting software. I'd like to thank Nin with an H at the end, Tran of Hire Tool, HireTual, the super-duper sourcing tool. I got a lot to say about them today. And also my new sponsor, Nick Livingston. Nick, if you're listening to this, I'm not going to charge you for October. I'm not ready. I'm onboarding you. I don't have a lot to say. But Nick is the CEO of Honeit, H-O-N-E-I-T. I got to spell this stuff. And that's an online interviewing tool. And you'll hear a lot more about them in the future, okay? I also want to mention that Mitch Sullivan, the crankiest recruiter in the world, has an ebook, okay? So go to Amazon, put in Mitch Sullivan. You'll see it. It's not expensive. It's all about recruiting. And Derek Zeller has a book out as well, I think. Is Derek Zeller here? He's always whining that I never let him onto the show. He's not even here. I know it. Anyway, he's got some kind of book. Are you here? Not here. Okay.
You
Let's
might have him
the
on mute.
Here. Yeah, I might. But the thing says everybody's open, okay? So what can I do? It's Michael G. Cox. Okay. Is the guest here? Is the
I'm
guest here.
Here. How are you?
Mike Rasmussen, thank you. Okay. Listen, just before we get going, I saw all those people in that football game, you know, thousands of people doing a Tom Petty tribute. Do you want to sing a little for Tom Petty today? Okay?
Oh,
anybody?
Man. I forget the Tom Petty stuff. There's a song that comes to mind, but I can't remember the words.
Hey, baby, everybody knows it. There ain't no easy way out. Don't you know it? Michael G. Cox?
I can't.
Come on, please.
I can't remember, man. I can't remember.
Hey,
out of respect for the song,
baby.
I think we should refrain.
I will stand my ground. Come on, Tom. And I won't
back
down. Okay.
Down.
Yeah. You know, that's a good song for recruiters. You know, we're going to talk on this show. We're going to talk about persistence, and that's a good, you know what? Oh, you don't want me calling you at work? Too darn bad. I'm not going to back down. I'll call you as many times as I have to. Okay? Boy. Anyway, your name on Twitter is Mike RDAP. Is that it? Mike RDAP. Is that right?
Mike
no.
RADP. Yep.
Mike RADP. Mike
yep.
RADP. If you want to cut him up or praise him or worship him or idolize him during the show, Mike RADP. Okay.
Be nice.
Speaking of idolize. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of idolizing people, do you know any visionaries in recruiting? This is a survey question, an important survey question for me, because as we know, lots of recruiting leaders and talent acquisition leaders, they like to call themselves visionaries. Do you know any visionaries?
I'd say Matt Charney fits the bill.
He's a visionary?
Yeah, I think so.
He's
I would
a visionary.
Agree. In my opinion,
Michael
yeah.
G. Cox.
Oh, definitely.
Mike,
laughing.
Did you hear that, Jerry?
Yeah.
Matt Charney, a visionary.
The joke of the day.
Yeah.
It's not.
Does anybody else? I appreciate that, Mike Rasmussen, you being so forward about that. But does anybody else agree with him that Matt is a visionary? Why? What can you tell us? You know, maybe you haven't articulated it, but can you tell us why you think he's a visionary?
Man, he's kidding. Obviously,
well,
don't put him on the spot to defend that.
Well, you know, I think
Matt
always has very interesting opinions to read, so I think he always has good insights. So yeah, I would say he's got.
So just being interesting, and you know, that's all you need to be a visionary. Is that what you're saying?
No. He often has very good insights on upcoming HR technology, and he puts out good thoughts on a wide variety of topics. He's well informed. So you know, when he's talking, you know, he gives interesting insights on a wide variety of topics. So I. You know, when I read something from him, it's always very insightful, I've found. So
you know what?
Why.
Okay, you're repeating your...
I'm sold.
What?
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Matt Charney is a visionary.
Wait a sec.
No, I'm easily swayed. Wednesdays are my day to just believe anything. That's my new thing.
Hold on.
Seriously.
Mike
Matt Charney, visionary.
Mike RADP, he's repeating himself, but can you give us one example of, you know, something he said or wrote that you thought was visionary? Just one.
Well, there was an article on some HR tech topics, which I found very interesting the other day. You know, he was talking about AI and some other things. So, yeah, no, I think many times.
That's it?
He said AI.
Right? Nothing.
Visionary.
Yeah, he said AI.
No.
Visionary, of course.
He did.
Okay.
Robots.
Yeah, okay. This is going nowhere. Okay,
yeah, it's going
Mike.
Nowhere.
Mike RADP, in 15 seconds, no more than that, can you tell us what you do?
I am a corporate recruiter.
Okay, any specialized niche that you're recruiting in?
Well, a lot of it has to do with payroll, HR, and HR tech-related recruiting. So that's, I guess, a good way to put it.
Okay, we'll leave it. If that's the introduction you're happy with, a pathetic introduction, I'll leave it. Okay, you choose.
Well, you said 15 seconds. You said 15 seconds.
Well,
I was trying to give
you
the short and sweet, right?
You know what? If I gave you 30, if I gave you 30, would you do better or would you just bury yourself even worse? Okay, I know what the answer to that question is. Okay, Jerry's here, and before he gets a phone call and leaves, I'm going to ask a question that he brought to mind for me. Okay.
Hold on a second. Earlier you said that you weren't going to mention my name unless I wanted you to.
I said you brought it to mind. I didn't say you wrote it, okay? I just said you brought it to mind for me. Is that okay? Okay.
Well, I guess.
Here's the question. Let me just get it out, okay? Here's the question. If you get an order, you're a contingent recruiter. You don't get paid until you play somebody. A client that you know gives you an order, you go out and do the search, you send them the candidates, you're waiting for a reply, and they send you a reply.
No. You're not waiting for a reply. You have several interviews occur. Target candidate identified, trying to get everybody around for the second and final interview. Several weeks have gone by. Everybody's moving in the same direction. At least say the story the way it is.
Okay.
Not just send some resumes, didn't hear anything. No, I heard something. I heard we're going to wrap this up. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And what happened?
I got an email. Thanks for all your help. We're going internal. Appreciate it. Love and kisses.
Hey.
Winky, winky.
Yeah. What did you do?
Didn't do a thing. I took it.
I almost said
like a man, but I don't know if you can even say that anymore. Took it like a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, I took it like a woman. I don't even know what that means.
Great.
Cut that out of the tape. Cut it out altogether. I'm going to get killed.
Yeah, okay, I will. I have to edit every show now, okay?
Gosh.
But I have an answer. I have an answer, a clear answer for your problem there or your situation.
Yeah.
But first I want to ask Mike R.A.D.P. what he would do in that situation.
Oh. Repeat the question.
Oh, come on. He did the search. They interviewed.
I was multitasking.
The gee whiz, don't work on Twitter while you're on the interview. I mean, I tell people all the time. Michael,
you know,
let me go to you.
But Animal, this is all, I mean, this is a little bit more than just company sends you a job spec and you send some resumes, okay? This is much further down the line where we have somebody looking into apartments, okay? We have candidates that we're encouraging to – we're helping them craft responses to other interviews to stall that off. I mean, you're in the heat of it here. Okay, this is you're on the battlefield. That's not typically what maybe you're used to. I don't know.
Hey,
do you make placements anymore?
Mike,
I mean, do you know what goes in on it?
Yeah, yeah. Michael G. Cox, do you have something to say before I give my answer?
No, go ahead.
Michael G. Cox.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that Jerry. I don't think it's nothing, you know, it's not visionary, okay? I'm not as good as Matt Charney, but like you know what, when a guy does that, and this was a person, Jerry has a relationship with that hiring manager. When a client or a general, the company does that to you, you should add up your hours, send them a bill and say, this is how much this search costs so far, but we're not going to charge you for it, okay? The price is revoked. So they know that you worked your ass off, you know, for 20 hours or 30 hours. And, you know, that even doesn't tell you how hard it was to find those people or convince them to relocate like it sounds. Okay, send them a bill so they can see how much they, you know, work you had to do and that you're not getting paid. And you've got a track record for the future. Don't screw me again, okay?
That'd be great.
Look at how much
I'd love to do that.
Before.
Yeah. That'd be great.
It's very sophisticated. You know, you don't have to do it the way I'm saying it, like, you know, don't screw me. You can just say, look, this is the bill, but it's revoked for you. I'm not going to charge you anything, okay, because it's a contingent search. Okay. Yeah. And otherwise, it's going to evaporate. Does anybody agree with me, okay? Anybody? Do I have some agreement there? No.
That's funny, but nobody's agreeing with you. Come on, man.
No. It's like it's a lovely way to say that I'm giving you the sleeves off of my vest.
Giving you the what?
The sleeves. You've never heard of
it? It's an old Canadian saying. I'm surprised you've never heard that one, Animal.
You're giving them something that doesn't really exist anyway.
Yeah, it does exist. It's your hard labor. That's what you've given them, okay? And they have to know it. They can't just give you the brush off Jerry or, you know, pulled a few resumes that he had, took him a second, 30 seconds, pull them out of his drawer or his computer. Oh, all of a sudden these guys all
cloud-based ATS.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, okay, I'm going to move on.
Relate.
I'm going to move on.
Is what I use.
Okay. Do you? Okay, thanks for telling it, you know. Thanks for saying that when Martin Snyder of PC.
Hold on, I asked you about this before. I said, look, I asked you about this before. If it comes up in conversation, I'm not supposed to be clammed up here. Clearly, it came up in the conversation, and I was just mentioning Crelate.
Yeah,
who I use.
You had to plug a competitor. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
You know,
all right.
Animal, you can actually send them that other ATS. You can send them a fake bill and then tell them it's discounted.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Actually, Martin Snyder posted something today or yesterday on Facebook. He said, if a job if you're hiring, like, essentially, this is for Mike RADP. If you're hiring techies, okay, and you're doing a video interview with them, it doesn't matter if they're sloppy or their room is sloppy around them. You know, that's not how they're going to make you money, by being tidy or well-dressed. And somebody else disagreed with him very strongly. What do you think about that, Mike RADP?
You know, I mean, from my personal opinion is anytime a candidate has taken the time to prepare, and part of preparing, in my opinion, is, you know, maybe at least dress up just a little bit, but not, you don't have to have a tie or anything. But I would just say, you know, just look as professional as you can, and that always sets you apart, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not going to knock a candidate for being on the fly and joining a video interview if that's the case. But my personal opinion is look your best whenever you can.
Yeah, you know what? You said nothing, okay? Look your best. I asked
you.
Well,
no, seriously.
If you're going to knock.
Look professional if you can.
No,
I mean,
I'm serious. Listen. Oh, listen, I'm going to teach you something.
It's going to put your best foot forward, usually. So.
Yeah, but that's not what I said, okay? This isn't career tips or interview tips for a candidate. You're the recruiter. You got some slob, okay, on the other side of your video interview, okay? Jim Wall said, if you can't take the time to clean up your room and iron your clothes, I'm not interested in you. It doesn't matter if you're a coder, okay? So what about you? Do you put someone down? Do you, you know, give them a very low rank as a candidate if they're sloppy, if their room is messy, and they're not dressed up properly?
I will tell you it's one factor I will consider. But I'll take into account everything that I have in front of me. So that includes their resume.
You know what?
So.
We didn't hire you to come on as a guest to give us non-answers, okay? I like answers,
not
sitting on the
answer.
Okay.
That was a legit answer.
No,
come
like,
on, Animal.
Legit.
I mean, gosh.
I think Animal
okay,
wants
a
specific percentage that everything factors into a decision.
Yeah, here's a Jerry question, okay? For a project manager, okay, how many spelling mistakes can a project manager make in his or her resume before you knock them out? Does it matter? Mike RADP, you're the guest. Stay away from
you're
Twitter.
Asking me that?
Listen to me.
I thought you were asking Michael Cox.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Who am I asking?
I thought you were asking Michael Cox,
Wake
but
up.
No. I would say that it's definitely something I take into consideration depending on what the job is. Like, for example, if it's a copywriting job, you probably, if it has a bunch of spelling errors, I probably would knock them out. So,
yeah.
Does that make sense? I said project manager. Didn't you hear me? I said project manager. Jerry
project
was
manager?
Talking about a project manager.
Yeah, I'll clarify. At what point in reviewing a resume for a project manager role, do you expect them to have a command of written communication and an apparent lack of any sense of sentence structure, grammar, past tense, third party, all kind of weirdness. At what point do you say, this person is not a project manager? And then furthermore, as an agency recruiter, how much of that can we fix before we're actually giving that person a skill set that actually they don't even have? So
that's
you're
good
giving
question.
Them a
good
skill
question.
Set of written communication, which they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So my answer to this is, you know, that would be, I mean, it sounds like the candidate in question has multiple errors. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I mean, just an
they don't
ungodly.
Know how to write. They're not a good writer.
Okay,
and if you want to fix their resume or cover letter for them, is it legit?
Yeah,
beyond
I would say no
just
in that
a few
case.
Buzzwords
I would definitely tell you no. I mean, that's a firm no in my mind.
Okay.
Kind
of a non-topic.
Okay, right. Michael G. Cox?
Yeah.
Wake up. What do you
I'm
think?
Here, man.
How much can you... Okay, well, how fair is
no,
it?
Here's the thing. You can ask the candidate if they actually spent any time on this document.
But
and
why?
If they did.
Why ask him if you're seeing their reality?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to give him a little bit of grace here. But
nope, no grace.
I would just say,
step
hey, man,
off,
did you
really
spend some
bam,
time on
X.
this?
Let Michael G. Cox get a word in, okay? Go ahead.
I would just ask if they had actually spent some time on this, because, and then mm-hmm. point out, look, dude, you misspelled these things, and this is terrible. You actually want me to submit this on your behalf?
That is a very legitimate
and?
Question, Michael. I totally.
And what are they going to say?
Yes or no? They're going to say yeah, yeah. Or let me look it over one more time. But I mean, if it's really bad, no, don't. It's as Jerry
so
said.
You
how
them
much?
A, you give, okay? Michael G. Cox would give them a chance to fix it up, and if they
okay.
didn't do a good job the second time, okay, I got to do an ad. Don't anybody talk, okay? Just let me get it out. Okay.
30
on
seconds
Facebook,
or 60? Are these full one-minute
on
ads?
You'll see in a minute if you shut up. Okay.
Do I have time to go to
on
the bathroom?
On Facebook. Okay, go to the bathroom, Jerry. That's
right,
a good time for you to go to the washroom or get
okay.
a sandwich, okay? Okay. On Facebook, a recruiter, on my Facebook group, actually, Recruiters Online, go to recruitingtricks.com. Okay, that's an easy way to get there. This guy named Gene, he's a good guy. He's been with me for years, okay, on social media. He said, look, you always see people saying that the company invests a ton of money in an applicant tracking system, and the recruiters don't use it. I mean, it just sits there. It's useless. And he says, you know why? Because the ATS was purchased by human resources people, and the software is not really what recruiters need, okay? But I'm going to tell you that PC Recruiter, it's not like that. It's not part of some big HR system. It's made for recruiters, and it doesn't matter what kind of recruiter you are. You can be a big recruiter or a small recruiter. It's made for all recruiters. You can be in direct hire. You can be in executive recruiting or staffing, and PC Recruiter is good for you. And you know why? I'm going to tell you, because it's very configurable. That's a big word, but I want you to learn it. Configurable. You can configure it to suit you, whoever you are. That's why Paul Lippman, who was here last week, he said on this show that he uses PC Recruiter, because it's so configurable. And he's been a recruiter for a long time, and he's very successful, okay? So he knows what's what. And if you're a recruiter, I want you to know something. PC Recruiter loves you. And if you want to feel the love, go to PCRecruiter.net. Okay, I'm just finishing. Let me finish up. Let me finish.
Right. Okay.
Go to PCRecruiter.net. Thank you. Okay, there's a lot of people here. Anybody got a question or an issue they'd like to raise? Anybody opening the door? 703, is that Third Diver finally showed up? Is that you? Okay, look, he's on the crappiest phone.
God.
I'm going to have to
Derek,
shut off his
come
line.
On, dude.
I'm right here, man.
Guy cries. Okay, do you want to plug your book? You've got an e-book coming out, right? Don't be on a speakerphone either. Don't be on a speakerphone.
Yeah. Gotta be on
you
a
got an e-book?
Man.
You want to plug it? Do you want to plug your book?
Plug
not
it.
Yet.
No? Okay, fine.
It has nothing to do with returning.
Care.
So.
Is it going to be on Audible?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out how to get it out of Kindle right now.
That would be
look,
awesome.
I'm not going to beg him. I'm not going to beg him to plug his book, okay?
He's
no,
on a speakerphone, animal. He's on a speakerphone.
Well, I told him.
He's taunting you from a speakerphone.
Yeah,
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
Shame.
I'm on
okay.
a cell phone.
R. Mike, R-A-D-P. I'm talking to you, the guest. Mike, are
yes,
you with
ma'am.
Us still or sleepy?
I'm
okay.
here, man.
Here's
I'm
the
here.
Question. Here's the question. Does persistence pay? Okay. Rich Rosen says he's lost count of how many people have told him they appreciated his persistence in his attempts to get in touch with him. And this is what he does. He sends an email at night to their personal address if he has it. Then he phones them the next day. Then he sends an email the next night to their work address, and he phones them at work the next day. And he says he does this at least 10 times if he's really interested in that candidate. Okay? And I don't know. I find if I've called someone 5 times, they'll call me back. But they're pissed off by then. They're not happy with me. Okay? So what's the right approach?
Oh, my gosh. So here's what I do. I do like to send a personal email to their personal email address. And I also include, like, my Calendly link. And that really helps me to pin down the candidate many times. And that's I'd say about 90% of the time that usually works. So, but if I can't get them, I may leave a voicemail at their work, or hopefully I can find their personal phone number, and then I'll go from there too. But that's my general approach.
How many times will you contact a person?
Well, again, my approach is I try to, you know, give them maybe like a 48-hour lead time, and then I'll follow up. So that's usually my approach. But most of the time I've had success with sending out my email with my link in there that they can schedule on my calendar, and then that usually works for me.
How many follow-ups? How many follow-ups would you do? And
for
you gotta
me,
realize, wait a sec. Wait a sec.
Okay.
I'm not talking
qualified.
About
Go
people
ahead.
Who I'm not talking about people who sent you their resume. I know you work inside a company. I'm talking about calling someone you've never spoken to before,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
How many times will you follow up?
I'd say 4 times. But again,
4 times.
I start. Yeah, 4 times is usually what I do. And if they haven't responded by then, I'll just, you know, if I know that they may not be interested or whatever, and then I might wait a week after I've attempted that. So I have like 2-day increments. So I space it out 2 days. That's usually how
yeah.
I approach it.
Okay. What
and that
about
usually
this
works
figure
for me.
That Rich? What about what Rich said? 10 times. 10 times at least. What about that? What do you think about that? Would you consider move changing your practice?
I mean, hey, if it works for him, I mean, if that's his
no,
approach
no, no,
and
no.
works for
that's
him, great.
That's not what I asked you. I said, would you do it for yourself? Okay.
You know, honestly, I've never had to go that much. I mean, I usually have a pretty good upfront message, and that's usually what gets me my responses.
Is this guy a politician? Really? You know what? Trump became president. You don't have to give non-answers anymore. You can say the most vulgar, prejudiced kind of stuff, and it's okay. Okay?
Hey.
And I'm not talking about
I told you, man. I did.
Don't
I told
start
you, man.
In with that,
but,
animal. Trump doesn't say prejudiced stuff.
90% of the time,
recruiting.
my four
no.
Contact approach usually works. So,
okay.
And again, I space it out, and that usually is enough for me.
Here's a fantastic quote from Robin Quayle. She put it on Facebook today. She said, "Being polite doesn't fill jobs. This is business. Being polite
True.
Doesn't fill jobs. This is business." Okay? 4 times. That's what I don't know. I don't guess you're not allowed to say sissy anymore, but that's a sissy. That's what a sissy does, according to the real recruiters, okay?
Hey, anyway, man,
Michael
it works for me.
What?
It works for me,
okay.
So.
Derek,
I tell you,
I could
always
just as easily sound really cool. I could just as easily sound really cool by saying, being polite fills jobs. It's just a quote.
You think
man.
So? Okay, well, I like
cool.
this. Being polite doesn't fill jobs, okay? Yeah. What about Derek Zeller? Does he have an opinion? Derek Zeller, wake up. Do you have an opinion about how many times to call someone?
Call him twice.
He's too busy writing his... What?
Call him twice.
But that's it. You'll call twice?
I don't really care. I'll move on to the next candidate. But whatever. Jesus.
Well, I can't wait to read your book, Derek.
Hey, now, you be nice to Derek. Derek's a cool guy, man.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
be
right.
nice to him.
Right. Yeah.
The book is
that was fun.
Okay. I got to do another ad.
Oh, it's a non-recruiting book?
Let's do another ad.
Wait a minute. No, Derek, what's your book about?
The book is actually poetry and some kind of wildlife short stories.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Honestly, there's I think one recruiting story in it. The rest of it's actual just like my thoughts and takes on the rest of the world and crap I've learned after 50 years.
Okay.
Do you pick up a lot of girls with that poetry? I'm serious. Can you recite? Can you recite a little?
Roses are red, violets are blue.
That's it. Roses are red, violets are blue. Mike Rasmussen.
Yeah.
Loving you.
Okay. I'm gonna do an ad. Thank you, Derek, for that insight. I'm gonna do an ad. And this is an ad for Hire Tool. This is an ad for Hire Tool, and I tell you, I just have to read
great
you the stuff that was written on Facebook. Thank you, Derek. You want to tell us why, Derek? Why is it a great product? What's good about it?
It's amazing. It finds phone numbers. It finds addresses and emails.
Yeah.
It finds whatever you need, and it's one of the, it is the top product right now.
It is. Okay, that's what the people said on Facebook today.
That's what people are saying.
They put up a question. Does anyone use Hire Tool, HIRETUAL? And if so, what's your experience been? Mariel Castellano said, I use it, and it's great. I use it every day, okay? Amy Miller, superstar, said, I am obsessed. I use it during sourcing sessions with hiring managers, right? She said, I've never not found a personal email, and the analytics so far have been spot on. For the several we've checked. She's with Microsoft. Okay, that's a real company. What about Jackie? Okay, I'll go to some of the short ones. Guillermina, sorry, I don't know how to say that. Caballero, she says, it's great. Stan Rolfe said, it should be in your top three tools. Never leave home without it. Tonya Snell said, it's my go-to. Okay, Danny Komoto Barker said, it's one of my favorites. Jess Roberts said, it's amazing. Carmel Jordan, past guest, she said, love it. Stefano Ekanik said, I love it too. It gets results. And it just goes on and on. I got to tell you, I've been plugging Hire Tool for quite a while now on this show, and I was impressed by this. This was overwhelming support that, you know, is not paid for. People just said they like it. And like Derek Zeller actually said something that was true. He said that it's the number one tool right now. Okay? So I know there's other good tools out there doing similar things, perhaps, at least finding emails. But Hire Tool, the public says that's their favorite. So go to HireTool.com. And you know what everybody else said? Just parting words. That, you know, this woman said, geez, how do I find out about it? How am I going to know how to use it? They said, just talk to Nin Tran, NinHTran.
Also
you,
known
you
as
know,
Marty Tran.
Okay. Not here. The only Marty on this show.
That's right.
Not here. Not here. The only
Marty
on this show is
you gotta know
Marty
him.
Snyder. Okay. I don't know him that well as you. Okay? And
I know everybody.
Okay. So anyway, just talk to Nintran. He's all over Facebook. It's easy to get in touch with him. He'll give you a complete tour. He'll do a search for you, bring one of your searches, and he won't pressure you or anything like that. Okay? So Hire Tool, what a day for them. I mean, this is like winning the Kentucky Derby, seeing people, you know, just saying how great you are. Okay?
Hey, you know
me,
what? They just added a bunch of new contacts in there. Like, I think it was like 100K or something. They just updated a bunch of contact information from what I saw the other day.
Thank you very much.
They do. They have great. It's a great tool. I use it.
Okay.
Was that two ads or one?
You know
that
what?
Was two.
Was two ads worth.
That was two. I gave one an extra plug there.
Yep.
Well, we got outside. We got the guest, and we got Derek Zeller endorsing it as well. What about ads? Do you use ads in your work, Mike RADP? Do you post
like,
ads?
Job ads
on ads? Yeah.
I do use job ads.
Job boards. Yeah. Well, for what kind of jobs? Just the low end jobs, or you know, very sophisticated jobs?
Everything in between, honestly. I mean, it just depends on, I mean, many times the active candidate pool is very effective to recruit from many times, too. So you don't want to just look at only want to look at passive.
What? Okay, hold on a second. So what about a job? Like, what's the most, the highest salary you recruit for?
150K.
Okay, and you'll place an ad in on a job board or LinkedIn for a job for that's worth 150K?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Where will you put it? Where will you put that?
LinkedIn generally has been good for me for those types of jobs.
What kind of job is that? What kind of job is that for 150K? Can you tell us the title?
Usually director level.
Okay.
Like a director of implementation.
So everybody's always saying that only low-level jobs, like for $25,000 a year, are going to be good to post as a job ad. But you're saying a director-level, $150,000 job put on CareerBuilder or LinkedIn is going to draw placeable candidates. That's what you're telling us?
Yeah, many times. Yep, I do get good candidates from that.
Okay, anybody else want to comment on ads?
I mean,
it's
just another tool in your tool belt.
Okay.
Why wouldn't
you? Anybody?
Hey, Animal, it's Rich.
Who?
Hey, it's Rich
Rosen. Oh, we cut you up already.
I know. I heard that's why I came on finally. Finally stopped working.
What do you want to talk?
I always, you know, I put my ads in the status in my LinkedIn for, you know, senior level roles. And you do it just for great advertising, number one. You know, you build great name recognition. You pull candidates in for other jobs you may be working on just because they keep seeing your name. You get clients out of it because they keep seeing your name. And, you know, I mean, I placed, you know, $175,000 base salary roles just by putting, you know, updating my status that, hey, I've got a great job in New York for a sales director with a BI company. And you get a solid response.
And there's also the psychology behind that.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a psychology behind it where I do the same thing. If you post it, and especially a sales job, salespeople want to up their network and help them. And this is a high ROI, very low cost. If one of his people sees it and goes, I'm not interested. But, you know, maybe Rich is – maybe this is for Rich. Hey, Rich, take a look at this. Forward, it's taken him 10 seconds. And if Rich is not interested, that's okay. But Rich goes, hey, Alan thought of me. Cool. And that is worth more.
Do people actually do that, refer
yep.
jobs that are posted to somebody else?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you post it, I find people will forward my note on, and you'll get, you know, folks from their network. So, yeah, no, it's – We have something we call a LinkedIn card here at ADP, which we use, and then we'll post it to several different networks, although I also post it to Facebook on occasion. So it just depends. But my LinkedIn network I have quite a following on mine, so it does help me. So my direct connections really, you know, they'll spread the word too.
Okay, it sounded like Rich Rosen said he's posting something every day just for brand recognition. Are you posting to your news stream every day, Rich?
Not every day, but I'll probably do it you know, it depends how tough my search is sometimes, because sometimes you're just getting – when you're getting towards the end of a search and you're just having no luck, I'll post it a few times. But I try to post –
Okay, so you don't just post – you don't post every job on LinkedIn.
I don't post every job, but I post jobs that I think will attract a certain pool of candidates, and I attract – and I post jobs sometimes that are just, you know – some out of desperation, quite frankly, when you're at a search that you've got no one, you have nowhere else to go, and you just grab whatever you can, or you just throw the search away. But I'll put a VP search on there. I'll put a director search. I don't care what it is, but I'll try to do it at least three times a week, and then I put a big company business card or logo on there. So the more they see it, the better you are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was going to say, Alan, you go first.
Let Alan had something to say. Alan Floor?
I think name recognition and keeping it out there is good. And the other thing that Rich will get, or whoever's doing it, is, and I hate to say this, but the client, sometimes if you're connected to any of the client, they'll see it, whether or not it does any good, they're thinking, they're still working for me.
No. Isn't that negative? Let me ask you about that. They'll say, geez, I could have done this myself.
Why didn't you?
They have a different network than you.
It's a network recruiting, research recruiting, referral recruiting animal. We should talk about it sometime.
Well, Mike, RADP wants to say something else. What else did you have to say, Mike Rasmussen?
I was going to say that Indeed has a really good posting track record for me, and I've had some good success in posting there as well. So,
for the big jobs as well as the little ones.
Uh-huh. Indeed's a great tool. It's got a nice network on it.
Animal,
definitely would say
that.
It's a good tool.
Alan, did you say something?
From Mike Rasmussen, I have a question about the Indeed thing. Is that Indeed going through the ADP corporate account, or are you posting it? Because I've heard various situations where they scrape career for free. They scrape career postings for free. But if you go and sign up and pay the money, sometimes all of a sudden that free stuff goes away. And then if you cancel the Indeed contract, then all of a sudden their scraping stops.
Oh, interesting. Well, we have a corporate account, so that's how we do it.
Okay.
But I haven't heard that yet.
So then it pays,
we haven't canceled.
It pays, according to what Alan said, it pays to have two accounts. One of them is always free. You never pay, and then you can experiment with paying for the other one.
Let me be clear. So if Animal is with IBM, they do not have a LinkedIn account, an Indeed account.
Yeah.
Then Indeed just naturally scrapes it. That's okay. Then IBM goes and buys an account, and what it almost does is it automatically shuts off the free scraping because they want to make more money off you. And then
even for the other account?
No, maybe not. No, it's probably based on email and company. But
okay,
if you're,
so that's what I said. Have two accounts. Have two accounts to protect yourself. Okay. Let me move on. You know, the show's going so quickly. I have to do another ad. And this is a different kind of ad. Maybe the PC Recruiter won't like me doing this ad, but I want to tell you something. They are special. I think they're a special company for wanting to sponsor the Recruiting Animal Show. I posted something today. I copied it from someone else. I said, the Recruiting Animal Show is the only show about recruiting that you could confidently refer to someone who likes the Three Stooges. Okay? That doesn't mean it's a bad show. That means it's a good show. Okay? It's a little more lively. Rich Rosen can call and say, hey, I want to talk. Alan Floor can call in and say, hey, I want to talk. Okay? We can shout at each other and speak our minds. We don't have to be diplomatic like Mike Rasmussen all the time. Okay? And so for them, an established company to say, hey, I want to put my ads on this show, that says something about them. They're fun-loving. Martin Snyder is fun-loving, okay? And he set the pace. Then Hire Tool came aboard, and now we've got Honit, H-O-N, EIT as well. Okay, so anyway, like I always say, if you're a recruiter, PC Recruiter loves you, and that's why they sponsor the Recruiting Animal Show, which is all about nitty-gritty recruiting. You can hear these people know what they're talking about. Even Derek Zeller, who writes a book that isn't about recruiting. He writes a poetry book. He's still on the show. Okay? Okay. Anybody got something specific they want to talk about? I got lots of things. Jerry is still with us, or I think he disappeared.
I'm still here.
Okay, Jerry, you said something. I hope you don't mind me mentioning it. Okay, that I didn't understand. You said it's easier to find a purple squirrel than a run-of-the-mill developer. I didn't
Far easier.
Cool.
I'm sick of the shtick of it. Seriously. Purple squirrels only require a quick search, and you'll identify that person because people aren't hounding those guys and gals day in, day out. But to come up with the 20th web developer in say, Detroit or Cleveland in a row, that's the hard job. Anybody can find the odd skill set of weirdness that your customer isn't pipelining on all the time. This purple squirrel stuff is ridiculous.
Can I ask
Sounds
you about
good
that,
to maybe customers. Hey, give me your hardest search, your rarest, your most unique opening. I'll fill that in one day. No problem.
Well, Jerry,
had a guy call me 2 days ago with a very unique skill set, right? He said his HR department wasn't giving him any love, hadn't seen any resumes, needed to find this person ASAP. The next morning, we had somebody ready to go on his desk. Now, if he called me and said he needed a web developer, oh, man. Sorry, man, we're all out. The run-of-the-mill positions, the ones that every company is hiring, those people are getting pounded day in, day out. But the weird engineer with an odd skill set in Des Moines, oh, he'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're doing that and it's the same client, like you said, it's number 2021. If you're already doing it, haven't you built the network? Don't you know what's out there? And if you can even do referral
candidates. At a certain point, Alan, they've all heard about it.
Okay.
They've heard about it from me and tech systems, and they've seen all the fake CyberCoder ads out there. They're okay. Beat to death, man. They're pounded.
Okay.
They're saturated. They're overwhelmed.
Yep.
Purple squirrels. I'm going to start doing them for half off. Easy. Any company in the world that has what they would consider a purple squirrel search, call me right now and I'll do it for half fee, and I'll get it done by Thursday. No problem.
Yeah. You know Jerry?
Prove me wrong. Anybody? Prove me wrong.
You do a great job. You know, presenting your ideas. But they sound like nonsense to me, okay?
That shows, that statement right there shows that you're not in recruiting anymore. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I got to tell you.
The fact that doesn't just strike of brilliance to you tells me you're out of the game.
Yeah, right. Okay, I recruited somebody, and I swear, okay, I swear she was on the other side of the country, 3,000 miles away, and I think she was the only person on the market with those skills. It was some kind of security software, quality control, or, you know, no, she was actually teaching people how to do stuff. It was a very unique set of skills, it was just, that's not an easy person to find. I felt very proud that I could find her.
Oh, so even wait a minute. So even you can find a purple squirrel. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike Rasmussen, you decide who's right, me or Jerry.
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know.
Well,
That's a tough one, man.
Let me put it a different way. When you get a search, if it's some kind of exotic, skill set, Are you happier with that, or are you happy with a, you know, a standard skill set? Which would you rather recruit?
Well, niche skill sets are generally harder to find, obviously, but many times that
– Nope.
I don't know. It's hard to tell sometimes. It just depends on what you're working on.
Anybody
the,
want
the more,
anybody
the more
want
unique the skill set, the less they are being hounded and peppered daily by numbnut recruiters with Hire Tool and LinkedIn.
That's true.
Seriously.
I agree with that.
These same people are popping up on recruiter desks all day long. Web developer, Indianapolis, area code 317-765. You know what? All day long. They hate us. They're sick of us.
Anybody else want to comment? Anybody else want to comment? Any real recruiters who are on the phone all day? Anybody want to comment on that? No? Nobody?
No.
Everybody's
afraid
of Jerry.
Are you inferring that I'm not a real recruiter? Is that what you're saying?
No. I didn't say that. I'm saying that he said
are
I wasn't a real
it?
Recruiter, Mike. I was self-deprecating,
okay?
I was
I'm just saying the purple squirrel thing has been a charade that if companies were to actually understand the thinking behind it, they'd agree with me.
Have you ever filled a purple squirrel a search, Jerry? Before we move off, can you give us
the reality
a real example?
Is that those are the easiest ones for us to fill.
Give me an example. Give me an example. You've been blabbing about it for 10 minutes.
I gave you an example. Hey! Just this week, a company called me.
Yeah.
Described this purple squirrel. I said, I'll have one on your desk by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, which was yesterday, bam, the candidate is on their desk. They're talking this afternoon.
What kind of person?
Global customer service, customer service manager with SAP and AS400 ERP skills.
Wow. Ooh, Jerry, I love you.
What the hell?
Okay. Shot animal up, didn't it? There's my specific example.
Let's move on. Oh, I got to do an ad now.
Admit defeat and let's move on.
You won.
Okay.
You won. Okay. So let me move on. I as I said, I'm not really prepared, well prepared yet for my new sponsor, but I'm going to talk about him a little because this is his spot now at the end of the show. He's the junior sponsor. His name is Nick Livingston, no E at the end, and his product is Honeit, H-O-N-E-I-T, and that's a website. You go to honeit.com, and you interview your candidate there, and it's recorded, and you press buttons when you get to the most important questions, and it makes clips of the most important questions that you can send with the resume to the hiring manager. Jerry had a project like that years ago, a little, but it wasn't online the exact same way. I don't think it was as convenient to use. Honeit is very easy to use. I've used it, okay? So Nick Livingston, honeit.com, H-O-N-E-I-T. I always think of honey, okay? That's what he says when he comes home to his wife, if he's got one. Hi, honey, and that's where he came up with the name for Honeit, because it's a lot like honey, okay? And if you don't like that ad, Nick, because it was just improvised, I'm not charging you for it, okay? So don't complain. Okay, we got 7 minutes left. Do you recruit on Pinterest at all, Mike Rasmussen?
Yeah, I've used it to find certain points of information. It has been helpful in the past. It's just another data point. It's just another data point.
Concrete.
Okay, well,
story. Yeah.
A tool like Hire Tool can help you connect to other social platforms and find information there. So if you're using your Hire Tool tool, that can connect to Pinterest many times. So I've had an experience doing that in the past.
Hire Tool searches Pinterest for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, many times it'll connect to the
for Hire Tool.
Yeah, okay, it'll connect to the social profile many times. It helps you organize it and see where their footprint may be,
tool. No. Listen to me. Okay?
What? Okay.
Pinterest, what did it give you? The information, the profile of the owner of a Pinterest page? Yes or no?
Yes, it did.
No.
Connected to yes.
Okay, so the person put a profile of him or herself, and then they created all these pins. So what you got, you didn't recruit from the pins. You recruited from the profile of the owner of the page. So you and you've only done that through HireTool. You've never gone to Pinterest and recruited, used Pinterest to recruit people directly then, right?
Not necessarily. I've used HireTool as a platform to connect the dots from a sourcing perspective. And then on the same token, I have used it to do the same thing on my own. So you can many times get a sense of where that person is and what Pinterest usually helps you see what they're interested in. And that can in turn be used as a tool to help you engage the candidate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so if you see they like camping or Flaming Hot
right.
Cheetos, if they got pictures of Cheetos, you're going to say, hey, I like
right,
them too.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
That's...
Yes.
Right, okay.
And then you can talk about Flaming Hot Cheetos. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question from John Koopaloop Cooper. He's about referrals. He said you can and should ask for referrals, but only from existing contacts. Asking a new contact on a cold call, for information from their private network of peers and colleagues is just plain stupid. He says it's stupid. The first time you talk to someone, you should never ask them to give you information. What do you think about that?
What do I think about
that?
You
have something to say? Yeah.
I was just wondering why. What's the logic behind that?
Yeah, what is the logic behind that? Quantify the question.
Because you... What do you mean quantify it?
Qualify.
Okay, what...
Give us more background.
What's the reason why you wouldn't ask?
Because they're not your friend. They don't know you, and they're not going to give you someone else's private information.
So they're
going to
say no.
A stranger.
So they're going to say no.
That's what.
Okay. Which is where you were at before you ever even had the conversation.
No, by asking inappropriately, that's going to lower you in their esteem. They're not going to think they're just going to think you're a pushy sales rep. Okay? That's the idea, I believe.
That's stupid.
You don't agree.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That is dumb.
Everybody.
Unless you're asking in a very jerky kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being a jerk about it, then sure. But that's any conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you
what
have to read your audience and
like?
See how likely they are to be open to the possibility of that. I mean, I would if you have a good conversation going and you've gotten a good rapport in the opening, situation with that candidate, even if it is a cold call, you can usually gauge if it's an appropriate time to ask for that or not.
And how do you ask?
Well, I mean, let's just say I've pitched a job to them, I've gone through the job and they're not interested, and they're still on the phone and you kind of close with, well, you may not be interested right now, but maybe you know someone who is. Are you open for me to send you my contact detail just in case you might know someone? And if they're open to that, then you send it to them. I mean, you just ask permission. That's all.
That's not asking for a referral.
That is asking for a referral. That totally
is.
Come on,
man.
That's totally asking for a referral.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling so passionate about it, but it's not asking for a referral at all.
Yes,
it
is. That totally is.
Give me a name. Give me a name. Give me something. Don't pass me on to somebody else. You give me something, and you're not asking that question.
Hey,
okay?
when I've done that, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Animal. I've gotten referrals from that. People have sent me information, and they've said, hey, here's someone I know. And I say, hey, if you know someone, here's my contact info, but, do you know anyone right now? And usually they'll say, yeah, sure, I actually know someone. Here's someone I can send to you. So – yeah, I mean, it's happened that way. So
okay,
yes,
you
I
just
asked
changed.
That.
You just changed your story. You just
no,
changed
I did
story,
not.
Okay?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I did
yes,
not.
Yes, you did. And I'll just mention that I think Rich Rosen said that what he does is he says to them, if you were going to set up this kind of department, who's the first person you would call? I think that's what his line is. I'll ask him another time.
More,
is
more,
there anything?
More or less. It was
oh, Rich Rosen, you're still here.
I'm still here.
So
I always ask these guys. you know, if you were going to start, if you were going to hire for a sales team, who's the first guy you would call?
And they tell you?
Give you sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You know, but if you just ask, hey, give me a, you know, give me a name, you know, one, they'll just laugh at you. But if you just say, hey, who do you know that's looking, then you're going to get a bunch of schlubs. You ask, you know, who do you know that's, you know, qualified, you get a little better answer. But if you ask, hey, who do you know, the first, who's the first person you would call, you, most of these guys actually stop and think about it. Some get nervous and don't give you anyone, so you just got to push a little bit more. But many of them will say, here's the guy I'd call. He's probably not looking, but give him a ring.
Hold on. And if they turn you down, what do they say? The last question, I want to know what the words are. What do they say?
You know, either I wouldn't give
anyone.
You anyone today. Yeah, either I can't think of anyone. I wouldn't give you anyone, or, you know, whatever, some dumb answer, you know. It's,
okay.
You know, you ask three times, and, you know, then you can leave nicely.
You know what I would
three
say?
Times?
Of course.
Go ahead, Mike.
Everything's three. The magic
I'll
number three. Recruiting
I was just going to say, I try to qualify it by saying, you know, who do you know that has a similar background as you that I should be talking to if I close my call? You know, that's usually how I, that's what I usually say. So I want to make sure I qualified that because that's my general approach.
Okay, no, good, but I just got to follow this up. So what do you mean you asked them three times? You say, hey, who's the first person you'd call if you were setting up this department? I'm not going to tell you. Hey, who is the first person you would call? I don't know anybody. I don't can't think of anybody. And then you still ask again? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. You ask him. I mean, you kind of joke about it a little bit. And it's all about the rapport you're building anyway. But if you're like, oh, you know, I couldn't give you – they're going to say, I couldn't give you someone for my team. I'm like, great. Well, who do you compete with? Who do you know? There's got to be someone that you compete with that you think is a worthy, you know, a worthy sales rep. You know, if they say, geez,
okay.
I don't know anyone. Well,
okay.
You know,
so
you know,
we're going to get you on this another time because this is Jerry. If I was saying what you're saying, Jerry would say, yeah, he's cornering the guy. He's going to strangle him until he gives up a name, and that's not how you recruit. But we'll leave that for another day. Okay, I want to run through the fantastic cast we've had today, starting with our guest, Mike Rasmussen. It's got two S's, right? Mike Rasmussen.
That's right.
It's some kind of Scandinavian name. Okay, and so
you're right. It is. It is Scandinavian.
You are
right.
We got the great Rich Rosen. We had the great Alan Fleur. The great Mike. I don't know if he's great. Michael G. Cox. Derek Zeller, the poet, finally called in. Okay, didn't want to talk. Oh God, that's too bad. And very passionate. Jerry Albright. Okay, and I think I covered everybody. Thank you!